The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 15. This time around, we actually stay more or less on topic.
We owned.
I don't want to brag too much, but we did a good job. Maybe that's a good thing to you. Maybe that's a bad thing. Yeah, like they actually talked about what they're supposed to talk about.
Stupid questions.
Yeah, gosh, dang it. So for the most part, we didn't mention, did we?
They mentioned what?
You failed No Nut November.
Oh yeah. I guess we'll just throw this in the intro.
Yeah.
Rob mission failed. We'll get him again next time. Joan Cook bleached his hair, actually. I literally, like, it happened. And then I was like, I'm not kidding. This is how weird it was, dude. I literally, like, did it. Like, Blue just fell down. He's like, he failed? That's how I looked, like, after it had happened. Like, it was literally like, I finished. And, like, even before, like, I grabbed the sock or anything like that, I literally, like, typed in Twitter Joan Cook, and Joan Cook was trending, and I was like, and he just bleached his hair. Ugh. So I got into a car accident, and I got him to bleach his hair. Shark is still going strong, though, dude.
Shark fails, though. I'm worried.
I am, too.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Sorry. So he failed No Nut November.
Yeah. Sorry, Joan Cook.
He put in the DMs. I just knew. He put in the DMs the Call of Duty. Like, mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Yeah, like nothing else. And I was like, he lost. He did it. So, well, there you go. There's our No Nut November. Rob failed No Nut November. Now you know.
I'm sorry.
We talk about some anime stuff. Some weed life.
Yes, we finally get to it.
Yeah, we kind of talk about when did it become cool? Or has it become cool?
It is cool.
To be a weeb or watch anime.
No,
because anime is cool anyway. There's your answer. And then we talk about, we now have a Patreon. We get into that later if you want to support us there. And then we also had some questions from some patrons we already had. We discuss in
Star
depth
Wars.
Star Wars, some movie stuff.
Worst places we've ever been to.
Worst places we've ever been to, and how much we love you. Oh, wait, that's right now. I love you.
Thank you.
That said, stick around for this 15th episode of the GG Over Easy podcast. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th episode of the GG Over Easy podcast, the only 7-star rated podcast.
Wait, we got upgraded to 7-star?
No.
Oh.
But someone said he wished there was an option so we could be the only 7-star podcast.
Why stop at 7, dude? Let's go higher than that. Well, bump that up.
Stop?
Bump that up.
Keep those up. We are 5 stars, though.
Still.
Where we can be rated. We appreciate you and your ratings. In fact, I think Blue might have a review for us.
We remembered.
Yes, in fact. This 5-star review, by the way, comes from KillerTheMan81. Hear thee, hear thee. I have heard word from the north that there is a podcast so funny and so great that it makes other podcasts seem inferior. The North has also said that the men of it go on such random tangents so frequent that it makes everyone question their intelligence. Whether it be a stupid question or an interesting theory about the sun, this podcast will always make
I like how
you
said
twice.
Theory, though.
This is a 10 out of 10 podcast, and everyone should give it a listen if you were looking for something to make you laugh. Aww. Yes. Thank you so much, Killer the Man 81. That was beautiful.
Was the British accent? Like, part of that? Did it say,
it had to.
Please read this in a British accent?
It just kind of came out. When you read it, you just default to,
with
to,
such a,
to British accent.
A distinguished comment about such a distinguished podcast. He
exactly.
had to.
Yes. Yes. Very exquisite
yes.
podcast.
High quality product.
That is,
indeed.
That is Gigi Over Easy. It has scientifically been proven.
That's not entirely true. But I'm sure there has some correlation between a British accent and intelligence. You're smarter if you're British. It's just fact. If you have an accent.
I don't know, man. Have you seen the UK in the past couple months? It's not looking bright.
Well, oddly enough, previously, you know, we tried to break away from them because we'd been following their social norms for so long. Yeah. You know, we came out here, we fought for our freedom.
We don't want that tea anymore.
But now, ironically, now they're copying us. Our politics
Are
and everything were just a mess.
Us?
So now they're like, hey.
50-50 of smart people versus really dumb people.
Isn't that should just be when our universe dies and aliens write a story about our lives, it'll just be stupidity versus smartness, the story of humanity.
No, this pack of no, this plow of dirt, mine. No, my no. plow of dirt.
I may not
this
believe
my
in ghosts.
Plow of dirt. Get off my plow of dirt. That's gonna be our human history.
I don't believe in ghosts, but I do believe in aliens. That is something
oh,
that like
really?
I do believe in 100%.
Dude.
I have had an encounter with an alien though. And I mean that. Not like an actual like, yo, what up? Like
I mean, every morning I sometimes scare myself till I look down there and go, ho. But I mean
No, dude, like, okay, real tangent here. I was
You mean the GG over.
This was like I was a sophomore in high school, so I was about 14 or 15. We were in Lake Powell. We were in a houseboat, dude. And I'll never forget it. At Lake Powell, you can literally see, like, everything. Like, you can see satellites in the sky. You can see every star because there's, like, no lights or anything. So it's just
Santa.
It's looking so nice and everything. And then at one point,
Blue,
are you okay? Blue, you fell over.
Blue,
hold on.
Stay with me, buddy.
God damn
stay
it.
With me.
Ah!
God damn it. His spine's rough. You broke your back. Hold on.
Oh, that's fine. It's fine.
Got it. Wow. That was
if I don't make it.
Ever took us to set that up.
Tell me if Sword and Shield sucked or not.
Anyways, so I'm like 14, 15 over on this houseboat, dude, looking over Lake Powell, and we go, I'm going to sound crazy. I'm going to sound crazy.
You always do.
So there's like this little satellite and I go, whoa, guys, like, look at that satellite. And it's like really far. Like, whoa, that's far. Like, it's very far.
Wow, it's in the sky. That's
and it's
far.
Like, and it's like, look, beep, it's like very small. And all of a sudden, dude, it like comes down, shines a light and then zoops away.
Okay, before
dude.
This story continues.
Yes.
What kind of drugs were you on?
No, none. I was 15. Like, I was, I mean, I may have had
some, like.
When
did that stop, Rob?
I may have had some Coronas or some key, what are those called? Bud Light Limeritas or something like that. Oh, they were great.
My favorite.
They were
yeah,
so yummy. Bud Light Lime Limes. They were like that.
Oh, yeah.
But, so I may have had a lot of those, dude. But I'm not kidding you, dude. Everybody freaked out. There was people on there. I have witnesses, dude. Satellite, and we go, whoa, that's really far away, and it's looking really cool, dude. All of a sudden, comes down, light, goes back up, zooms off. I'm not kidding. I will take that to the grave, dude. That was so wild, and I was like, aliens are real. That's like what convinced
okay,
me
but
that aliens are real.
The thing that worries me happened for 12, Bob. the thing that worries me is that that story exists right next to where your brain thought you were a 9/11 veteran.
No,
okay,
well, that is different. I was absolutely destroyed during the 9/11 veteran thing, okay? This was, I was maybe sober, and it happened, dude. There were people there who can, like, attest to it, too. I'm gonna talk to them. I'm gonna make some friends again.
Here's what we need to do, because I don't think you guys have seen this or listened to it. We'll do this. For one podcast in the future, I'll give you guys some homework,
oh,
and then we'll discuss it. There,
okay.
Have either of you heard of Bob Lazar?
Bob Lazar. Is that the dude who's on the Joe Rogan podcast and like worked at like a place or something like that? What?
A guy on a podcast who worked at a place.
Well, worked at a place so that anyone. Like involved like, I didn't want to do any spoilers just in case you wanted to have a surprise. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
Blue, have you heard of him?
Yeah, he's that dude that allegedly worked on alien technology.
Yeah, but I could like say that, dude. Like,
no,
I could...
but see, here's the thing. We won't talk too much on it, but I've heard it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the thing, and I've made my own like
synopsis on it.
Yeah, and like, you know, taken from it what I will.
Mm-hmm.
So for one episode, maybe next episode or one in the future, I'll get you guys to watch it so it's fresh in your minds.
Yeah.
And I'll re-listen to it. And then we'll go into the podcast and discuss it. And we'll talk more about it because it brings up a lot of good stuff. And he talks. And there are people who are like, this guy's crazy. This guy's onto it. Like, mm-hmm. this is
like, he's
this
woke.
Is the truth.
He's woke.
There's apparently like a documentary on Netflix. Don't watch it. Because it's the problem was during the podcast, it was Joe Rogan, Bob Lazar, and then the PR guy who's doing the documentary for Bob Lazar. He ruined it. He's just like, shut up, dude. Even Joe during the things, this guy's got to keep talking. Like, we're not here to talk to you. But
yeah,
he comes off as like the crazy aliens are real, man. Yeah, you're like, okay, I don't believe you. But Bob,
mm-hmm.
he has some interesting insights. So we'll dedicate possibly a podcast in the future to aliens.
Ooh.
And we'll talk more about that. But that just reminded me. So we'll put that on our homework. And for those of you at home, it can be like an interactive. You have some homework too.
Oh, we're assigning homework now.
Yeah, for whatever that podcast is. I guess this podcast is telling you to listen to another podcast, but then come back to this podcast, of course.
Yes.
But Joe Rogan with Bob Lazar, listen to it. And then that way you guys can listen to it, have your own opinions. You'll know more what we're talking about. Fun stuff there.
Or you could just come into the next one and listen to his rant like we always do.
Yeah. But I was going to say, I actually saw it this morning on Twitter.
What?
Terrifying video. And the guy goes, I now understand why people believe in aliens. And he goes in his attic and there's two owls.
Mm-hmm.
If he hadn't told me they were owls, I was like, what
is that?
Are those? Yeah. Like straight up. Like, yeah, I could imagine somebody seeing that in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I'll like, put like a picture. It's literally like,
it's terrifying. Like... Yeah. Cause like, if you didn't know, you can like upskirt an owl almost. And like, it doesn't look like they have legs, but like 2/3 of their body are just long legs and it's,
Yeah,
so there's like these babies and they're like
white
and like they just look naked in their eyes.
Most birds without feathers are genuinely terrifying. I'm going to be honest with you.
My parents have an African gray parrot, dude, and I hate that thing more than any other thing in this entire world. All it does is squawk, but it's so good at mimicking, dude. Like I think my parents try and give the bird too much credit because then they're like, Robert, that like Zazu knows that it's you. Like the bird knows that it's you. But like when I walk past the bird, dude, I've noticed it'll go like, Robert. And then like my little brother Eric will walk past it and it'll go, Eric. And then like it was so weird. Like I was home alone today and all of a sudden I hear Meredith go, call dad. And I was like, like, Meredith, are you home? And then it was literally the bird, dude. And normally I can kind of tell when the bird is talking. That time, dude, it was clear as day, like Meredith.
You should,
dude. It was freak. I hate that thing.
This could possibly be a segue. You could teach it to be like Tanjiro's crow. Like, demon them.
That'd be so sweet, man, if he could be like Chintaro. And
oh, yeah, Chintaro.
He's the best. I love anime.
He's a great little sparrow.
We're transitioning into anime now.
It's true. We're all anime stands here.
I mean, I'm more so. I mean, I have a tattoo of it's an true. Anime now, and I'm getting one tomorrow, too. I'm getting one of Zenitsu from Demon Slayer, which is probably my newest favorite.
Well, let me anime. Pose this question to you, Blue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rob asked this question earlier, but he goes, does it make it a weeb? Does it make me weeb if I already get an anime tattoo? What would you say to that?
If you get one?
No. If Rob got his Deku.
I'm not tattoo. A weeb, but
yeah, he's trying to say he's not a weeb.
You're kind of a weeb.
Because I just have an anime tattoo, I'm already considered more so a weeb than not a weeb.
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, I wouldn't say like you're like a hardcore weeb.
No.
I would just say you're definitely a weeb though.
Yeah, but like if there's like a scale, it would be tipping.
Like
it would
I'm
be
seven,
leaning into the weeb.
Like I'm
the
seven
fact you
weeb,
got a tattoo on literally the first anime that you ever invested time into makes you kind of a weeb.
Well, and mind you, the second one, you're not getting the second anime you put your time into, you're not getting a tattoo for that as well.
And so let's your just whole body is going to be a bunch of anime.
I've started Attack on Titan today too, and I'm already at
and
nine
episodes. And
you're
already thinking about getting a tattoo of that.
Let's just say Mikasa might be coming over on me.
Yep, saw that one coming.
I would give you ideas for tattoos, but they'd be spoilers. You probably wouldn't understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Great show, though.
Well, like people
watch
go
the
like,
whole thing before you settle on a tattoo.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, people go, Rob, why do you get like Deku? And it's not like I just got a picture of Deku. Like the reason like why I got this is like for people who like don't watch My Hero, like Deku when he like starts the show, like doesn't have a court, doesn't have a power, and like his whole life he's told like he can't be a hero. But like that doesn't stop him from like trying to do all the necessary things that a hero does to get him to that point of being a hero. And then, like, at this very moment, like, when he defeats, like, the little muscle dude and, like, saves Kotaku, it, like, is literally all those moments and all those little things he was doing on the beach and, like, protecting All Might and trying to hang out with Bakugo and just being a nice kid, dude. Literally all that leads to that very moment of him getting to that moment of him finally becoming a hero and feeling like that.
All
so, like,
for one.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
I think people know that. I just think a lot of people have, like, this weird hate of Deku because they love... Like, there's legit Bakugo and Todoroki stands.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that goes for almost any anime or show. Whoever the protagonist is, you're always going to have those people like, screw the protagonist.
He cries.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Yeah.
Like Dragon Ball. Like, you have the people who are like, I hate Goku. Vegeta. And, like, there's always, like, points.
Okay, just to be different.
Yeah, Blue's like, I hate those people. But Vegeta. No,
yeah. But, like, see, like, I don't even think that like, Deku's my favorite character. It's just, like, kind of like what... Like, what I see when I see this is, like, I'm just working hard to finally get to that point. I'll be at that point at some point when I, like, know that I want to be that hero. So, that's, like, why I got it. I didn't get it because that was a sweet fight.
It was.
Like, actually, that kind of, like, means something. And then the Zenitsu one's going to be sweet, too, but that's kind of... We'll hold that one off.
Thunderclap and lightning.
Yeah. Well, no, this one is sixfold.
Oh, this is sixfold, yeah.
Yeah, super dope.
That show is...
Yeah, well, I mean, I was watching My Hero, and then you were like, dude, you gotta watch Demon Slayer. Yeah. And I was like, well, okay, like, I'll watch Demon Slayer. And then, like, 2 days later, I was already caught up to, like, episode 17, like, to win. Because it was that one episode, it started, like, trending on Twitter. Like,
with the spider guy.
Yeah, right? Like, Masamo Mochi. Yeah, so, like, everybody was like, this is the greatest anime ever. And I was like, all right, well, I guess, like, I'll have to watch it. So, and I did, and it was sweet. And I don't regret it. It's awesome.
The funny thing, too, is no one even turned me on to Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just scrolling Crunchyroll right before I was about to do a cardio, because that's usually when I watch it. And I just saw, like, new episodes, because normally, like, I'll, like, the front page shows, like, new recent episodes. So, like, Demon Slayer, it's, like, 10 episodes or something. I was like, all right, there's a new anime. I was
See,
like, yes, it looks
so
cool.
Weeb. See, that's
but
weeb.
But then I click it, and, like, I watched the first episode, and I was like, oh, yeah, all right. But, like, I didn't immediately click for me. And then I just did, but then a couple of days, I was like, I want to see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like the third episode, just boom, hooked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then everyone.
Well, that's like when he does like Final Selection and all that kind of stuff. Like when he starts to like, when he cuts the boulder and stuff like that. Oh, it's so spoilers. This is probably spoilers too. We should probably like emphasize that we're probably maybe talking anime spoilers here a little bit.
Possibly. I mean, we're not going to go like
no
huge in the depth. We're not going to be like that last in this episode of like My Hero Season 4, Episode 3. My thoughts. Oh my god, my waifu. No, we're not gonna.
What was your guys' first anime? But Lou, what's the first anime you ever saw? Like that really kind of turned you on to anime, or maybe not turned you on to anime? Because like for me, Dragon Ball Z was the first one I ever watched. But like Dragon Ball Z wasn't a anime; it was a cartoon that like I like to watch.
Dragon Ball is definitely an anime. What?
You take it back.
But like
I have
when
a gun
we were,
pointed at him.
Literally from Japan.
But yeah, but when we were kids, like it wasn't anime wasn't a thing. It was just a cartoon. Like for I get it's an anime now, but like for me, it'll always kind of just be a cartoon.
I mean, it was always anime. I know I get what you're saying, but Dragon Ball, I think for most people, was like the entry point to anime.
Yeah,
especially in the Western audience.
Frieza saga.
Well,
you go on, Fruit.
Well, I was just gonna say the thing about Dragon Ball too. Is it was like that and a few other ones like Yu Yu Hakusho and stuff. A few of those,
mm-hmm. Like Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, like birthed, especially Dragon Ball, birthed so many of these anime tropes we now see. they all come back from Dragon Ball. And so that's why people sometimes, if they haven't seen it, be like, oh, I love Dragon Ball. They go back there. This is so corny. Or like, I've seen this done a million times. That's because it started from Dragon Ball. And Dragon Ball is like over the top and it did all that stuff. But like, that's where a lot of it, like power arcs and like power levels and tournament arcs. Yeah. Like all this kind of stuff came from Dragon Ball. And so that's why like, it seems out of place for like somebody who didn't grow up on that or start with that goes back. And I mean, yeah, it doesn't hold up the same.
I can't tell you how many animes. Well, I guess I've only seen like a couple, but like at some point in every anime, there is a tournament and they are going to fight.
My favorite.
It doesn't matter what happens. Like,
tournaments
are
just natural because you put all the characters in the show together for some fuck shit. It's dope. Because it gets me hyped.
It's the best. Yeah. I don't care. Like tournament, like that's the same way with Dragon Ball. I'm like, I don't even care. Like, what's his next power level? Screw it. Super Saiyan, what?
Yeah.
Like, let's go, baby.
Show me it, dude. Yeah. Green hair, higher. Red hair, black higher. Hair. Show me. I don't give a fuck. Show
Does
me.
Go
it.
Bald? I don't care.
Rob, what was My Hero would be yours that got you into anime, right?
Well, hardcore for sure. But then, like, I like the problem with like My Heroes is like I like the animation and stuff like that, but I like it more so for like. Kind of like the story and like not so much the action and stuff. I like how it makes me feel like inspired, like go out and do something, Rob. So but like when I'm watching like Demon Slayer or like Attack on Titan now, like give me that sweet action, baby. Like the animation in those are like it's so good.
That's the high budget animes. They're like,
yeah, Demon Slayer is like some next level high budget anime.
Demon Slayer,
is that a high budget?
Oh yeah. Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is on a different level of high budget.
Which, so as you probably know, Rob, I don't know if I told you, Blue. So like Claire recently started watching Demon Slayer. I think she's caught up now. Mm-hmm. But she was like, I don't get what people are saying like about the art of Demon Slayer. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? Like, it is so good.
It is. It's very cool.
The animations, especially like when they're battling and the battle, like the water animation.
That's
and all
that
kind of, like, it's just... Like, I'll leave that. And then they have, like, the line art, the shading. Everything is... You look at some animes, and then you look at that, and it's just night and day. It's completely different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, like, what got us just talking about anime was... I was watching it today, and then I was thinking, like, at what point did watching anime become cool? Because there was a really big stigma, at least when I was in high school and, like, middle school and all that, like... Anime was definitely kind of like not the cool thing to do, and like I never really did it or anything like that. So I mean, it was always kind of like, ooh, you watch anime, you're kind of like weird. So like, when did like now it's like, dude, you don't watch that anime, like you need to go like do that now. So I just like don't know whenever that came about. I think maybe when I think this is a funny story. So what got me onto My Hero is the music, like do 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 do. So Dodge, we were at Guardian Con. Dodge was like hungover, like passed out. We're like, we gotta wake up Dodge. And Trav's like, I know what to do. Trav like grabs his phone, plugs it into like this big speaker, just starts playing the You Can Become a Hero theme from My Hero. And all of a sudden, Dodge just emerges from the room. He goes, this song is so sick. And everyone went, yeah. And like the party was saved thanks to My Hero. And I was like, what is this? This sounds great. And he's like, dude, it's My Hero. Like, go home and watch it. And My Hero saved me from my depression. All after that.
And everybody clapped.
Exactly.
It's one of those stories.
Yay. Everyone celebrated. Yeah. We were all super stoked about it.
Blue, what was the anime stigma like for you growing up?
I didn't really have it. I didn't really tell people I was like an anime freak. I just kind of watched it whenever.
So you were an anime freak in high. Like, what was your first anime? Like, besides like Dragon Ball. Like, what was your first, like, Naruto? Like, what
like
we
Shinran Kagura.
Probably Naruto. Naruto was like the one that really got me into watching, like, consuming more. But how do I explain this? It wasn't until like later in the show, like around like the, I want to say everyone's watched the Chunin exams.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's really when I was like, bro, anime is fucking sick, because that arc was the tournament arc of the show, and that was the sickest fucking arc. So
Naruto
has
a tournament arc.
Everyone starts beating the shit out of each other. I'm like, bro, anime sick. So right around that point was when I really started like consuming more and looking for more. I never really had like a stigma because I didn't really tell people I watched it, because I just figured I was like, this is fucking sick. I'm gonna watch it. Pog.
I still get goosebumps from that scene with Gaara versus Rock Lee.
Bro,
and
that
Rock
is
Lee
like
drops the like the training weights.
Oh, everyone's like, oh, training weights aren't gonna. Yeah, not
and it creates like a crater in the ground. Like, what? He's like, oh, like that feels much better. I was like, this is sick.
Do you guys tight?
Do you guys consider Avatar: The Last Airbender an anime?
It's literally a cartoon.
It is.
Well, see, okay, then what?
For me, well, so the way people usually look at it was made in the West. It's a cartoon. Yes. Avatar is made in the West.
But it's, but it's,
I would say it's the closest thing like Western people make to an anime.
It's anime style.
Is
right?
Korra a
but
cartoon?
But when you say
too?
Anime yeah. style, you're saying it's just Japanese style.
Yeah. Like, really, it can't be anime unless it's made in Japan. It's like why K-pop is called K-pop and not pop. Yeah. It's made in Korean.
Yeah.
It's just like, it depends on the thing. You can get close to it. But for the most part, especially Western-wise, there's always some influence with Western. But I would say Avatar, as far as things made in the West, are one of the closer things to anime we have, but it's still a cartoon.
Yeah,
Korra was probably the closest we've ever gotten from like a Western cartoon to be have like an anime-style, but you know what I mean, like an anime-style yeah. animation.
Yeah. People just call them sometimes like Western animes. Just cartoons.
I would just
yeah. I mean,
it an
I guess
anime.
You know, people will call them Western animes, which is probably about as close as you can get. But ultimately, at the end of the day, an anime is not like, oh, it's this or that. It's literally, was it made in Japan? No, it's not anime.
Are there any Western animes today that like you can even think of, like that you watch? Like, I can't even. I think
I feel like the test would be, did it catch on in Japan?
Like Ben 10.
That's a cartoon. That is
definitely
a cartoon.
Just a cartoon.
The Blues House for Imaginary Friends. That anime is sick,
that,
dude.
That anime,
sweet. Slaps.
Yeah, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody too. I like that one a lot.
Samurai Jack, I would say.
Oh, that's an anime.
That one's closer.
That's an anime.
That one's closer.
I would go.
Yeah, that
to,
one's definitely. I would definitely that. Call that like Western anime.
Yeah, that one's up there. I haven't watched.
That's
the
obviously
season.
Very. Inspired by Asian culture, so
yeah, I mean that's super. Yeah, they put maybe it was on Netflix or something, but they did a recent. It was maybe last year.
Oh,
or something.
Maybe I need to rewatch.
Yeah, it's like a jump in time of Samurai Jack. I do need to see him. Yeah. It was a great show.
I need to finish Attack on Titan first. That's the first goal.
That's great anime, and this is a great ad.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And welcome back to this episode of the GG Over Easy podcast. Weeb friendly this
weeb
episode.
Friendly.
Very weeb friendly.
Come on in.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Bring him on in. Naruto was definitely the one. I watched that in middle school. Because around middle school was, I think, what Blue was talking about. Or at least when it was airing on...
Toonami.
Yeah, Toonami. It was the Chunin... Like, all the way up to the Chunin part. I think it got up until Shippuden. And then there was like a hiatus and I lost track of it. And I've never watched Shippuden. I still need to.
So I thought Shippuden is Naruto.
Yeah, it's the same way Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay.
Shippuden is
just
Z.
So it's pretty much exactly. Kind of
okay. Yeah. So I technically watched like Dragon Ball, just not Z. Because I lost track of it and then I didn't know what was there, blah, 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 blah. And then I tried to recently back in college pick it back up when I was like sick. But that was when... It's just when I realized, Jesus, there are so many filler episodes, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You got to skip a lot of filler. Yeah.
And I didn't know about the list. Like, there's a list now. Mm-hmm. Like, famously, you just look like Naruto filler list. It's literally something crazy, like skip episodes 220 to 300 or something like that.
What are those episodes like? Naruto gets a tummy ache. Like what?
Yeah.
It's just like
Sasuke gets a haircut.
It's literally just adventures of like the basically all the Genin, which are like the main characters of the show, and
it's just none of it has any impact on like the overall arc, or it's all like self-contained in each episode.
Naruto is like one of the worst examples of a show that caught up so quickly to the manga.
Yeah.
So they just had to kind of slow it down.
Well, yeah, because the show would catch up, would be like within like 30 chapters of the manga at one point. So the show would just be like, well, anime season. And then people thought they were done in Shippuden with the filler. And then, nope, here's another filler season.
That's crazy.
Well, that's why like I appreciated like Demon Slayer, for instance, because I thought like the third episode or whatever, when they did like the trials, I was like, bro, if this is Naruto, that's the first 100 episodes. Like episode 1 to 3 is like episode 1 to 100 in Naruto. And that's why I was like, I love, like, there's no,
just get to the point.
Yeah, that's why I like the higher budget. And I mean, that's why they're higher budget, is because there's more packed into it. That's usually why they draw them
only
out
do
more.
Like 20 episodes.
Kind yeah, of. That's why lower budget ones draw it out more. The animation isn't as well.
Yeah, and it's a seasonal anime.
Yeah, they get more out of it, but there's less content. But the higher anime, like the higher budget and stuff like Attack on Titan, Demon Slayer.
Is My Hero considered high budget?
It's up there, yeah.
It's definitely higher, but it's mostly because it's a seasonal anime.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's like to the level of Attack on Titan or Demon Slayer, but it's definitely higher than some of the other ones.
Dude, Rob gets so lucky because he literally started like right after My Hero started, like the two of the highest budget animes we've ever seen.
Yeah,
very tight.
Yeah, it was a good time to start.
Well, and then like there's so many other animes people are telling me to watch. Like Attack on Titan is one I'm starting now. And then I hear like Seven Deadly Sins.
That's a good one.
I hear like Black Clover.
I haven't watched that one.
I've heard One Punch Man. I've heard One Piece is pretty good, but I've heard One Piece is also like
a million episodes.
One Piece
is a struggle to get through, let me tell you.
You've watched One Piece?
I legit gave that show so much more of a chance than it deserved for me. Like I legit got 200 episodes in and people were like, no, dude, no, it gets better a couple more 100 episodes. And I'm just like, you know, I don't think this anime is for me. You know what?
I don't know if I've ever watched a show that goes on for 200 episodes.
That's like, I thought it was bad when it's like, just get through first season of Breaking Bad. Get through the first 200 episodes. Get through the first 500 episodes of One Piece, dude. It gets good then.
Like, you'll get there. Okay. Oh, word. Yeah, for sure.
Jesus, man. Yeah, that's my problem. It's like those episodes, like Dragon Ball, is daunting. Like if I didn't start Dragon Ball, I probably wouldn't watch it. Mm-hmm. Just because for me, like seeing that many episodes, that's stressful.
Well, that's why
I go back for sure. It has a lot of, there's a lot of like really boring moments.
Well, that's why I don't watch a lot. Like that's why I'm very afraid to start new animes, because like it just seems so daunting, like just watching a lot of episodes.
But dude, just watch One Punch, because there's like 20 episodes. Like each season's like 10 episodes, or not even.
How many seasons of there are One Punch?
Two. There's two. And each one's literally like 10 episodes.
I heard One Punch, though, gets worse in season two because of the animation studio. It's like different or something.
People got really nitpicky. It wasn't that big of a deal to me.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely not as good as season one, like animation-wise and stuff, but you get used to it. And maybe, too, you might notice it more if you binge it and then immediately start season two. But for me...
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, for me, it'd been like a year and a half, 2 years since I seen season one. I was just waiting. The season two picked back up, and I was like, it's a little different, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But for me, it wasn't as big of a deal.
Yeah, JoJo's Adventure was one I was hearing about.
JoJo's is awesome.
My chat every other day is like, have you started this one? I'm like, guys, no. Still watching.
Is that a fucking JoJo reference?
No.
I just recently started Fire Force. As you know.
See, that's another one. You told me. You showed me the intro to that. And it was sweet.
The intro song is so good, dude.
That's like probably the most important thing for me. Is like if the anime intro is lit, I'm gonna watch this. Like
there are a few animes where I don't skip the intro, and when I don't, that's when you know it's real.
Attack on Titan.
Oh, Attack on Titan.
Demon Slayer. Fire Force.
See, I normally skip.
Full Metal Alchemist, I can never skip that intro.
Oh, see, that's another one. Intros. See, I started
all straight up S tier heat intros.
I started Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, right? That's like the newer one, and I just couldn't get into it. And I heard that one is just crazy. Like,
there's some Naruto themes I love.
Season 2 Naruto.
Is that the You Are My Friend one, Blue?
No, that's the that one's not for a long time. I like that one.
We are fighting a hero.
I like it.
Right here, right now. I like that one.
Inuyasha had a pretty good one, but it was kind of different though. That one was really weird. That one's like probably is Sailor Moon an anime? Now that I think about it, or is that a Western?
Yeah, that's an anime.
It is
Sailor Moon mm-hmm. anime.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That was Western, like dubbed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's like probably, that's like my sister super got into that, Sailor Moon and Inuyasha. And Kenshi Muya, I think that was some anime that was on Toonami way back in the day that we liked to watch.
Don't ask me.
You've never seen
Kenshin? Oh, Rurouni Kenshin?
I don't think so.
Oh, so you've seen Kenshin Muya or whatever it's called? What is it called?
It was Rurouni Kenshin, yeah. That was I love that anime.
Yeah, that's
but that was before like I knew it was an anime.
Yeah, that's like yeah, I was maybe like 7 or 8. Now that
I, that was like I should not have been watching that show.
Yeah,
it was a bloody ass show. It's but so I funny. Loved that show.
It's so funny though, looking back at those, or like Yu Yu Hakusho and stuff, and you can just tell like that was an early '90s anime.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mid '90s anime, just literally by the,
just
art,
the art style.
The dead giveaway I always do is the nose. What does the nose look like?
Just like
is it a triangle? '90s, probably '90s, early 2000s.
As artists, what do you guys think is, because you're an artist, you're really good at drawing, and Blue, I know you're probably really
don't
good
give
at
me
drawing.
Too, don't give me
what
too
is the hardest thing to draw, like when you're drawing a person for you guys?
The person.
Hands.
No, you are a good artist. You can't draw people?
That's literally the worst thing I'm at.
Oh, really?
Faces,
yeah.
Faces aren't that bad, but I hate drawing hands.
Hands?
Those can be tough.
Hands are so specific, and I hate drawing them.
I just can't draw at all.
For me, it's proportions and anatomy. I just
like you can't make the legs as long as like the torso.
I just
like the picture.
I've never
of, like,
been
Leonardo, like
yeah.
like that thing. Like
I've just never been good at people, humans, and I just never put much time into it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not much of a people draw either.
Which is your favorite kind of art style to draw?
Fuck around.
Yeah, I love to just doodle. I mean,
yeah,
that's my
same.
Favorite thing.
That's all you were doodle.
Yeah. That's the one thing I miss about school. 7 hours
oh
of doodling.
Oh, my God. You're a doodler?
Oh, of course, dude. You should have seen my notes, bro. Like,
oh, man. My notes were were fresh,
there
dude.
Were no
oh,
margins.
My notes had so much drip.
Yeah. There were no margins, bro. Just blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like 30 minutes in the class. I'm like, oh,
I haven't Jesus. Done any of this.
Yeah, whoops. What are we talking about right now?
I would just draw. And I would just straight up like start making patterns in my notepad. Like an entire page would just be like one big stupid pattern I made.
Yeah, I would just sit there and be pissed because I can't doodle. So if I would just doodle, it would just look
if
stupid.
Only I knew how
yeah.
to doodle.
Just looks.
I mean, that's
so
the best
bad.
Part about doodling is I had no idea how to doodle. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
I would just do the S, the little three lines, just the cool S. That's all I would
that's
ever
like,
do.
I mean, that's a form of normie doodling. I'd say you're
yeah.
getting in there.
And then I'd also draw like penises on my friends' like journals and stuff
classic,
like that. That was
of course.
I mean, come on.
And come on. Wouldn't be school without it.
Exactly. Our teacher got really mad at us one day because we would. That's all we would do is like on our papers and stuff, just draw a penis. And like, if the best part is if you were able to like draw a penis on somebody's paper and they turned it in without noticing, that was how you won. Healy didn't like that though. He got really upset.
There was, I forget who it was in my Spanish class. He just thought it was funny to just draw thick, hairy, veiny dicks on everyone's paper when they weren't looking.
Really?
Yeah. It's terrible. And in pen, too.
Just gargantuan.
You
kind
probably
of,
got yeah. this from Superbad, didn't you?
Yeah, seriously.
Just like, I'm like, bro, and there's nothing you can do. Like, you can't make, you just got to scribble as hard as you can. Like, there's no.
What are you doing, though, while he's, like, doing that? Like, are you not watching or something?
He just, like, takes your paper or, like, if you turn it in or something, like, he finds yeah. ways. It's so annoying.
Great. Frank has my paper now.
Frank, put the paper down, Frank.
All right, every class, we're going to be picking a. Partners
oh my
today.
God!
Everyone just like looks.
He's like, not Frank. No. Yeah, he's like, here we go. No, Frank was weird, dude. He would straight up flash his balls and be peanut. He was a messed up dude. Yeah.
We went to the same school. How do I not know this Frank kid?
I know his name wasn't Frank, but I don't remember his actual name.
Okay.
Otherwise, I could.
I'll pull up my yearbook one of these
yeah,
days.
I'll try. He was weird.
Do you have your yearbook? Did you know? You know.
Somewhere.
You know. One of the weirdest things that ever has happened to me and you. I think. I don't think you think it's as weird as me, but I think it's super weird. In eighth grade, do you remember you like? I had you like draw me that like dodgeball emblem. and like you drew like this big dodgeball kind of picture. It was like a planet, but it had like rings around it.
Uh-huh.
And on top of the dodgeball, you wrote the dream team, like above like the dodgeball thing. And I remember like looking back at that, like, oh my God, like what a premonition.
Hey, I knew the whole time. Whole time I knew where we were going.
TM.
Yeah, her image trademarked that. No, if I'd known, I would have not chosen the dream.
That's
team.
What you
we've
said.
Talked about. This.
Yeah, you've said that, like yeah. that you would
we,
pick.
We
any...
trying to stay away from that name.
Yeah, but it's just because it's like the just so ambiguous.
Yeah,
and we can't be the dream team. There's the basketball, like the Jordan team. That is the dream team. Mm-hmm. Like when people talk about, yeah, it's a Boomer. It's the dream team. I go all Larry Bird and Michael Jordan.
The 94 basketball team.
Yeah. And then you ask people today, the dream team.
They say us.
Yeah. But not sometimes there's random people.
Like who?
Yeah, like they'll just call themselves a dream team. No, we're the...
But then people are like, no, the only dream team that I know are these guys. Yeah. And it's like, thanks.
Try to come up with something more unique.
Like what? I couldn't even like...
I don't know, but I could have done something. I just didn't think it would catch...
I mean, I definitely didn't. I thought we would do two videos, and that was it.
I mean, it's certainly catchier than the Inefficient Squad.
Is that what it was? Is that what you said?
Well, that was like the what I called us like that first video.
Like a select
the whole
group
joke,
of Guardians. Like.
Yeah, the whole joke was like we just sucked,
mm-hmm.
and there's like these three teams are just absolute boners. They just called us the Inefficient Squad, which I think even in the video I misspelled. That's a big,
did you, big old whoosh. You called it the Unefficient Squad.
Yeah, not inefficient. I spelled like I meant inefficient. But for some reason, I spell inefficient. So rip me. But yeah, it's certainly catchier than that, I guess. But
it is a lot catchier than that. I mean, I couldn't think of anything. I thought that. Well, because then you put like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
Well, yeah, that's why I did it. Yeah, because someone says like the dream team. I was like, oh yeah, sure, we'll do that for a video. And then they just caught on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, suck. Because now we're here, and it's like the dream team.
Buy your merch.
Cop that merch.
Buy our merch.
We don't have... Blue Westlow has merch.
Don't plug it anymore, please.
Okay. Okay, we won't plug it anymore then.
Jokes. Okay. Check out... Okay.
Oh. Okay.
But we can plug, because we were supposed to talk about this first. Whoops.
But, hey.
Our brand new nudes.
Oh, bathwater.
No, I'm just kidding.
You guys asked for it. Feet pics and bathwater coming your way.
Patreon. We have...
It's
officially
official.
Launched the GG over easy.
Yep, and you get Patreon. Molds of Mr. Fruit's nipples.
The pecs.
Did you ever watch the movie Neighbors or whatever?
Is that the one with Zac Efron?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I think it was the first one. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Blue, have you seen
a
it?
A long time ago. You'll have to kind of...
Wait, seen what again?
Neighbors.
It's Seth Rogen and Zac Efron. Oh, you didn't? Oh.
Never saw that, actually.
So... There's just in this first episode, like these frat guys are trying to like raise money. So they're selling molds of their penises. And it was the guy that plays McLovin in Superbad.
Yeah.
Just like this weird looking dude, scrawny, whatever. They go to do molds and he brings his out and his is seriously like
just
3 feet. Yeah. Just like they're like, what? And so like it's a whole running joke the rest of the movie.
That's funny.
But everyone brings out like their little molds and his is just like, whoa.
Yeah. Mine would be a little mold. Yes. You guys don't want that mold.
That's funny though. Anyway, Patreon, it's out there. We won't spend too much time on this, but we do want to let you know if you're out there and you do want to support us. Not necessary, but you can
completely
support us.
Optional.
Yeah, it's completely optional. Whether or not you do, you'll still be able to listen to the podcast.
The podcast is here.
It'll be the podcast will always be free.
It'll
and
never
available.
Be behind a paywall.
Nope.
Never behind.
Nope. But if you do, we have some tiers, and we'll just list these really quick. And if you want to learn more, you can go check it out yourself.
Link below
for. $3, or I guess if you're an audio listener, Patreon, just search GG Over Easy Patreon, probably.
GG Easy Podcast.
Yeah, I don't know the URL.
Yeah, it's GG Easy Podcast.
But for $3, the first tier, is simply just you want to support us. That's it.
That's it.
You're throwing a couple bucks our way, saying, hey, like what,
gets
you're doing,
a dollar.
Like what you're doing, keep it up.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. $5, you get a role in my Discord. GG Over Easy.
It'll say like GG Easy supporter. We do like a volunteer video, so if we see like a GG, yeah. I mean
maybe we'll do like podcast supporters.
That'd be cool.
$10 is the question segment tier. So if you get to $10, you're able to write in for weekly segments
of the podcast questions. We did like a preview last week, which honestly went a little bit longer than we probably will normally, mm-hmm. where we asked some questions on Twitter. But the same thing, you'll be able to go to Patreon every week. We'll like post a little thing like, hey, questions for episode 16. And then you guys can post and we'll pick one or two or maybe just a broad
pick
topic you guys you want to talk about. $15, the Trainer Rob segment. Rob, what's that tier?
As you guys know, we've been on our grind on the podcast lately. We down from 176 to 160. We out here making moves. So basically, with that tier is it's for anybody that like wants to try and like try and get back in the gym. And if you guys are, because a lot of gym membership or not gym memberships, but like a lot of trainers like charge a lot of money for having a weekly kind of workout schedule and all that kind of stuff. So basically, I'll just be your guys' trainer. You guys will get access to basically like my workouts. I'm also going to be doing like write-ups after like 2 weeks of those workouts of like how I'm feeling, telling you guys like my exact kind of body fat that I'm at and kind of the skeletal muscle, like what I'm doing and all that kind of stuff and all the progress that I'm trying to make with food, even though I'm just still eating fast food just under my caloric intake. So, I mean, it still works out. It's bad. It's not a great diet. It's just terrible. So maybe that'll make me like work better at it. But it's basically just for other people to kind of connect with people who want to better themselves and are kind of nervous about going back into the gym and feel very daunting or like have like this feeling of like over kind of a daunting feeling of I don't know what I'm supposed to do when I get to the gym, because that's how I felt. So if you kind of go in with this gym regimen, it'll make you feel good and you'll have fun and you can kind of connect with anybody else who's also doing the kind of work. I'll make posts and then you guys can comment on them and make any kind of connection with anybody who you like want to work out with. So that's basically what Rob the Trainer is.
My anecdote there, though, would be is look up. If you're not going to use a trainer or you're not familiar, look up the exercises and strictly follow the form they tell you. That's the most important thing.
Well, and then like for me too, like when I work out, it's not about how much weight you're doing. Like it's all about technique. It's all about just slow and being nice with it. Don't try and throw up 45 pounds like at the gym like this guy does. No, he's nice.
Yeah, but I do it with proper form.
You do very proper. Very proper. Mean, you taught me the form, dude. That's nice right. And
it's not
nice
how much you move, it's how you move it.
Exactly.
Right. $25.
This is what I'm excited for.
Oh.
I like this one a lot.
We have movie review.
Yes.
So once a month, we're going to have a special video reviewing a movie that is either out that month or if there's nothing super interesting or you guys want to see us watch or we want to watch.
Well, like you've never seen Terminator 2, which is like my favorite action movie ever. So like that would be like one movie like I would say like we have to watch and review because I love Terminator 2 because that is like probably my favorite action movie ever. And I think what every action movie should aspire to be like.
Wow, it's high praise.
Yeah, so okay. I think that's the best. And then like when Star Wars comes out like in December, I'm sure for that month for December we'll have that be the Star Wars kind of.
Well, I think I'm gonna make Rob come with me this month to Knives Out.
Oh, I would love to review that. That'd be cool.
That's the Ryan Johnson one.
It would get me back going out to movies, dude, because when you're single, dude, you stop going to movies. I can't remember the last time I went to a movie.
I can't remember either.
Wait, what's the last movie you saw in a movie theater?
Terminator.
Oh, you saw really? Dark Fate?
Oh, was it good?
Did you like it?
It was a lot better than the past like three Terminator movies, but
that's not hard to do. So you've seen Terminator 2 then, right?
I've seen all the Terminators.
Oh, good. Terminator 2 is so good. That's like the best action movie.
Terminator 2 is where it should end, but here we are, years later.
I'm a bit of a movie buff.
Right? You are. You're one of my very trusted movie sources. You too, Blue.
But the one I catch the most flack for sometimes is I haven't seen any of the Mission Impossibles.
What?
Never really.
They've never actually really gotten better over time.
Yeah, they have.
I've heard. Like, I'll eventually get to it. I mean, that's the same. Like, Harry Potter, up until 2 years ago, I never bothered to watch any.
Well, see,
and then I watched them all.
You've never seen Mission Impossible. I've never seen any of the Bourne series. Like, Jason Bourne or any of those. I've never seen those.
I think they're good. The more recent ones, not so much.
But not like, as good as John
first
Wick?
And second? No. John Wick, see what T2, Terminator 2 is for you. Like John Wick, if you just want an action movie, like a brainless action movie, John Wick.
Well, see,
dude,
that's a brainless one. Like with Terminator 2, you cry. Like in John Wick, you're not going to cry.
Well, I don't know if I'd cry. You're much more emotional. Like
very emotional. Like I'm very much more in touch with my emotions, yes.
I I have them. I usually just don't show them. That's depression.
I forgot what mine felt like.
Yeah, same. So that's the $25 tier. That one will be an exclusive video that will go up on the Patreon. Won't be too huge or anything. So like, you know, I'd be like, man, I'm missing out on that. But if that is something that interests you, $25. So a little bit of extra content, because that was one thing we wanted to do though when we were doing the tiers, is like
we didn't want
deliverables
like,
that yeah. we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Like notably too with me, like I already struggled just doing my usual load. So being able yeah. to add other stuff, we don't want to promise something that we can't deliver on.
Well, and it should be easy. Just sit here and talk about a movie for 20 minutes that we really like.
Yeah, I like movies, so yeah. shouldn't be too hard. $50, you are a sponsor during one of the ad breaks in every episode. We will be reading off every $50 Patreon, thanking you
yes.
for being a sponsor of the GG Over Easy
That's going
podcast.
Well above and beyond that yeah. I would ever think anybody would actually like want to do. So if you guys do decide to do that, thank you very much. You are a sponsor.
You have our undying gratitude.
Seriously.
And if you want our slavitude.
Seriously.
You go for the $150 tier.
Whoa.
Which is this one here. Again, we're
looking
not
at
like
you, Bill Gates.
Yeah, we're not putting this here like, oh, yeah, people. Yeah. This is like just like if you're above and beyond, you're, yeah. like, you're crazy.
If you love the podcast and you really want to support and have your name on that, dude.
And you have disposable income.
Yes.
Don't do this if you're like tight on cash or something. We're yes. not trying to break you here.
No.
You're a GG Easy producer. You are going above and beyond, and we will have your name on Blue's
somewhere.
Beautiful body.
We'll get like a turnover chain like the University of Miami has, and we'll just put like names on there.
What we'll probably do is it'd be easier if it was magnetic, but maybe just print out like your name on like a white little rectangle bop yeah. and place all the people there, and mm-hmm. month to month it'll change whoever mm-hmm. stays there.
Yeah, it'd be sweet.
But that is like the crazy tier if you're up for that.
Yeah.
We'll also be listening to feedback and seeing what you guys think of the tiers, or if you guys would think there's something you'd like to change.
Yeah.
We'll maybe add some more.
And also if you have
more.
Like, if you're like part of like the 25 tier, you get like the write yeah. in the questions, you get the
yeah.
Rob,
whatever,
you get every, yeah.
whatever tier you get, whatever monetarily wise was under that, you get those
yes,
tiers. So
exactly.
if you're 150, you get every other tier. Mm-hmm. It's not like
just
one or the other.
You yeah. gotta get them all.
Yeah. So Patreon, it is out right now. There'll be a link down in the description below if you're watching on YouTube. Probably a podcast too.
Yeah, we could probably put it like in a bio or something yeah. like that. We'll tell our guys.
But support is greatly appreciated, but not required. Again, nobody believed we were back and we were nope. going to do this consistently. But look at us.
Hey, look at us, DCP. We're a real podcast now.
That's right.
We stand podcast. You just got your ass beat. You didn't want to admit it.
I mean,
it's
not
true,
wrong.
Dude. That sword hilt round.
Hilt tilt, baby.
I'll
never forget.
That's right. So, again, Patreon, you can support us there if you want. If not, even just listening,
just leave a like.
Watching, telling your friends about us, that's enough support as
exactly.
is.
Exactly. That's all we ever wanted or all we have ever needed. So, anything else
just
is
kidding.
Above
give us
beyond.
All of them. Everything.
No.
We'll take blue slips, pink slips.
We sacrificed Blue's body. Blue, you're in it, okay? You are getting written on, all right?
Yeah. Blue was like, do it. It's fine.
Do okay. it.
Tattoo him on me.
Right on me.
We'll have a tattoo artist during the episode. Yeah.
Like, and this one goes out to Roger. So we had a couple early adopters leave us some questions.
Thank
so
you for supporting.
We'll address these real quick as this short question segment. We'll figure out where it'll go in future podcasts, how long we'll spend mm-hmm. on it. Depends on what you guys want to talk about. But the first one comes from Dev Hollow.
Thank you for supporting, Dev.
And he asks, which is the best Star Wars movie? Also, do you think there is a movie that gets a bad rap, which you think is good?
Well, that's easy. The best Star Wars is Empire Strikes Back.
Same.
That is probably one of my favorite movies ever. Probably just in the whole grand, like the grand scheme of things. That movie is perfect. I can't think of one bad thing to say about Empire. So don't say anything bad about Empire because I will kill you because I love that movie more than anything.
Blue, would you agree? Empire?
I think Empire's the hard agree. It's not just one of the best Star Wars movies ever. It's one of the best sci-fi
Stories,
movies in the
yeah.
history of mankind.
It really
Great.
Is.
And then like Last Jedi is probably the worst sci-fi story ever.
Interesting
what?
Story. So you remember when I had that? I I finally, Rob's been raving about it for so long, so I finally went to get a massage last week. And with like this local, it's like a chain place. I'm not going back, needless to say. But like I got like a deal for like first time, whatever. So it wasn't much damage at least. But I go to this thing and I immediately tell Rob, like, Rob, I didn't relax. The dude talked the entire session.
That sucks.
He just didn't stop talking. I couldn't relax. Yeah. But I did learn a lot about him. And he is a nerd. And he loves Star Wars and stuff. So he actually told me all about what he knows or has read about with
The
Last Jedi.
He's telling you this during your massage?
I told you, dude.
This dude sucks. Are you kidding me? He's talking about Last Jedi. That's the last thing I want to hear, dude.
But he talked about Last Jedi. And so apparently the way it worked, and I'm sure maybe this is true, maybe this isn't. He certainly had me sold on it while he was not letting me relax. Cannot stress that enough. So apparently, obviously, JJ did episode 7.
Yes.
And the whole idea was this trilogy was supposed to kind of mirror the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Right?
What's wrong with that?
So like Force Awakens mirrored A New Hope. That was super obvious.
For sure. Yeah. It's
probably a little too closely.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that? It's a great story.
I mean, it wasn't a bad movie. It's just like the similarities. Yeah.
This is a little too close. It's like a remix.
Yeah, they didn't.
New story.
They didn't try anything. They played it really safe in episode 7 and then just 180 in episode 8. And apparently what happened, J.J. Abrams going off, going to make another movie, whatever. But here he'd written like the rough blueprint of 8 and 9.
Yeah.
And he's like, here you go, Rian Johnson. Like, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And so apparently 8 was supposed to, again, be like a mirror of Empire Strikes Back.
Like the dark side kind of wins and everything's looking kind of bad for the heroes.
How can you even play that wrong? It's like the favorite one. So you're going to do something. So what happens is Rian Johnson's like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. So he writes his own, though. And in essence, the people like greenlight it, whatever. And I was like, how? But if you kind of boil it down, if you look at just the bones, the structure of the story, it kind of follows the same like heroes. They're visiting this. They fail, and then they're escaping, and then they're on the run, like that kind of thing.
It's so bad.
Yeah,
it's so bad. I hate that.
And so like, he kept to like the big points JJ had, which was supposed to be like that the casino world was supposed to happen. Wow. Yeah.
JJ.
But with him, what was supposed to happen was Rey was supposed to fight Kylo on that on the planet.
Oh, that would have been sick.
They're supposed to meet there.
Not a bunch of horses running around with Finn and Rose. What is that? It's stupid.
Rose was supposed to be added to the story. So, but the thing is, we don't know how. It could have been different and not feel so strange.
Yeah.
But like Rose and Finn and all them go to the planet. Like, so he has a structure. And so like, yeah, it roughly follows what he did. But overall, he then just had those structures. But then how he gets to them and then how they play out is just...
Yeah. My biggest issues with The Last Jedi is there's two things I have really big issue with it. One is literally Leia when she's in space and she's just what are you doing? Like what?
That took me out of the movie.
We laughed.
Yeah, that's super.
I think me and Chris were sitting next to each other going.
Because for me too, I was like, oh, this is how they kill her.
When she got sucked out, I was like.
I was like, oh man, like that's it. And then, I'm like, what?
I heard a guy in the back went, what?
Like, Rob and I literally just like look at each other.
I'm like, am I watching
this? It wasn't like a good what. I
know. No, it was like, what is this? Well, and then the other part I have an issue with is there's one scene in this movie that like everybody for some reason loves and I hate more than anything because it destroys the continuity that we know of light speed in its whole entirety in all of Star Wars.
Don't tell me you did not like it when it sliced through.
That is so stupid. Because whenever anybody is in light speed ever, why don't they run into anything?
I mean,
in that scenario, they do.
I mean, that's technically how it's supposed to be.
People have a lot of counterpoints to this, and most of the counterpoints rely on the fact that if there is light speed technology, then there is technology to counteract it and pull you out of light speed if you're going that fast.
Imagine it's like GPS. Same thing. I mean, like, even like No Man's Sky does that. But if you're in hyperspeed, but then you come too close to an object, it'll...
So, but like, when the Millennium Falcon goes into light speed, or any of the ships ever, they've never ran into anything ever. It's just been a clear path for them right in front of them forever. I mean, if anything, they find the course,
you underestimate how empty space and how big space is.
Yeah, it's pretty empty.
I guess, but I hate that scene. Because then, like...
Yeah, I didn't like that scene at first because of that, but a lot of people explained to me that...
I also just hate Holdo.
It would not be out of the realm of possibilities, and I think in books and stuff, they've talked about this, that there is technology to counteract light speed, specifically to pull and, like, intercept light speed objects.
But we also can't get too hung up on... Well, yeah. Realistically, yeah, like, we shouldn't hear anything.
Trust me, like, I'm...
When people, this is the biggest thing, too, that I never really thought about, but in all the fights, it's a miracle that everyone shows up facing up and in the right direction.
Oh, so because
we're
not
just
like...
assuming, yeah, that up is the same for everyone, which is not the case in space.
Yeah.
Everyone's always upright, facing the you're right way. Like... It would be like, like everyone's facing weird, you're upside down, and I keep hitting the fruit. So it's like, at some point, you just gotta be like, this is just what it is.
Well, and then, like, that's why there's that one scene where, like, at the very beginning of the movie, when, like, Rose's sister sacrifices herself to, like, drops the bomb in space. Sick. Yeah, but there's no gravity in space. So
you propel it. All you have to do is give it a pew, and then it just doesn't stop.
I don't know. Those kind of things are things that, like, just, that movie is just... And then, like, Holdo, when she's like, I'm not going to tell you my plan. And then the guy's like, hey, I'm going to mutineer this shit because you're not doing a good plan. Well, she's like, well, my whole plan in the whole time was to run away from these people and to not tell you. He's like, then why didn't you just tell me what your plan was, lady, and me not having to plan this whole, like, thing? It was so stupid.
Well, the other problem... okay, I hate to be the defender of The Last Jedi because I don't think it was a good movie. But if Poe thought that there were defectors on the ship, then why would she not have the same reason to not trust him?
But why didn't she just tell him, like, hey, the plan is to get these
because
dudes out?
Because he could be a spy.
Yeah.
But it's Poe Dameron.
Yeah, to us, it's Poe. But
yeah,
to
Poe's
her,
Poe's kind of a dumbass. I'm not going to be honest.
He is a little hothead kind of dickhead.
I mean, yeah, because if you look at it from her point of view, he was, like, he kept acting out. He wasn't listening to orders. Like, yeah, he kind of deserved
it. And then also BBA on, like, a AT-AT was also very weird. Let's not forget that.
But they did have some of my favorite cinematography moments in that movie. Like, the hyperspace slice. That was beautiful.
It looked
the
cool.
The bombing
yes.
run was sick. Like, it had some cool action, but, like, story-wise and stuff. Like, the Red Throne Room, that was a sick fight. It just shouldn't have happened. Well, but it was a sick fight.
It's not a sick fight. If you go back, dude, there's, like, a part where,
there's so many combat errors.
Where, like, Rey, like, misses, like, to, like, duck or something like that. So the dude just, like, misses her on purpose, like, with a swipe.
Well, I haven't, like...
Yeah, if you really, like...
Yeah, I have. I've seen the movie, like, the one time I did in theaters. I'm not going to... I don't have any...
Yeah, at one point, the dude legit beats her, and he could have, like, just stabbed her in the chest, but, oh, where'd my sword go? Uh-oh, yeah, not in my hand.
He's all...
But my biggest problem, the whole Snoke thing, because if this turns out true, and the person behind this the entire time is Palpatine, that ruins the entire Skywalker saga.
Well...
That ruins Anakin's entire arc.
Well, the problem is I don't think JJ meant for it to go to the Emperor. I think his hand was kind of forced with the way Ryan ended episode 8 with
killing
Snoke.
Yeah, because they're like, what
Well,
now?
My theory is I think Snoke was supposed to be Darth Plagueis the Wise. And was, like, supposed to be somebody who cheated death and waited for the Emperor to die for his chance to, like, become, like, the real person. And then
I'm still not convinced it's not Jar Jar.
Well, and then... Well, I think I may have gone too far in some places. And then, like, one of my favorite theories is, like, the staff that Rey has and how Rey becomes, like, a Jedi or, like, has, like, Force powers is she finds... You know how she, like, goes in ships and stuff and, like, is, like, a junker and, like, takes all these things? The staff she has is Darth Plagueis's staff. And because he was able to, like, do, like, midichlorians and stuff like that, she gets, like, some of those, like, in her from the staff that, like, he's been wielding. Yeah. But then, nope, Rian Johnson just cuts him in half.
And we go, nope, it's time for an ad break.
Yeah, ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home,
it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that just does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
And welcome back to the podcast. Cut you off, Blue. Continue. My apologies.
Okay, see, if your theory holds water then, right? Then wouldn't you be led to believe that Darth Plagueis, despite getting cut in half, could still come back?
Yeah.
I still feel like...
That sounds like such a sick theory. I hope it actually happens.
Oh, it's so it sounds so cool, dude.
There has to be something... That can't be the end of Snoke. There has to be something.
My issue with it is, like, they make Snoke seem like this super powerful guy. He knows everything. Like, he makes Rey and Kylo talk to each other in these Force visions. Like, he's controlling the strings and everything. And then for him not to feel his own lightsaber slowly, like, turn towards him and then turn on and cut him in half.
Or maybe he saw this happening and it's, like, one of those things, like, this has to happen in order for... He's like, yeah, Doctor Strange.
Yeah. You know? Well, at one point during that, he's like, yes, I can feel you, like, turning it onto, like, your person that you want to strike down. So maybe he is talking to himself in that regard, but I don't think Rian Johnson is that smart.
My problem was, so obviously the theme of the movie was circumvent expectations, even if it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Just circumvent expectations because episode 7 played it too safe or whatever. I'm going to prove everyone wrong. I don't know. The problem is, like, even if you kill Snoke there and that's it, and people are like, well, yeah, but that's just not good storytelling.
It's not.
It doesn't matter if, like, yeah, that might have actually happened or whatever, but, like, this is movies. This is a story. That is a bad
same
story.
Same problem Game of Thrones had last season.
Yeah, like, you're just, there is a point to, like with Game of Thrones, like, to kill, and I think, we talked about this a lot, but earlier in the seasons, a lot of people died, and it felt like people were just dying for the sake of dying, but mm-hmm. really it was still moving the story forward. Like, their deaths still had some impact, even if it seemed empty.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Snoke's death was empty, if that's all that there is. And, I mean, we won't know until this new movie, but...
Well, when you end episode... My biggest problem with episode 8 is, like, when you end episode 7, it's like, who are Rey's parents? Who is Snoke? Who is all... Like, all this stuff. All those in 8... Oh, Rey's parents? Yeah. Nobody. You're just a person. Oh, Snoke? Oh, he's dead. Kylo wants to be like Darth Vader. No, he doesn't. He destroys his mask and wears his pants.
Oh, and I thought, well, I obviously had that theory a while ago, like, Rey's going to be the bad person, and Kylo, was like, that would be agent. A cool story.
It would be sweet.
Nope.
Yep.
That's just, they're still going with the same usual, or it appears, because they teased, like, the Rey in a dark cloak, yeah, whatever. That's... If that was actually happening, they would not have teased that. First off,
it's a vision. I will be pissed if
it's a nightmare. Or, no, yeah, if they,
I don't know.
It's like when Luke goes into the tree and like sees himself in like Darth Vader's mask. I think it's something like that.
See that brings tension, because when you get to the final fight, you're like, what if he actually turns? That's sick. That's storytelling.
Yeah,
but here we are.
And now,
I don't know why directors keep doing this decision where it's like, oh, what if we do the opposite of what they thought? There's literally never been a show or story or anything where people were like, oh, they did the opposite of what I thought they would do. Wow, that's so sick. That's no one ever is like, wow, that's so sick that they did not do what I expected.
Well, my problem is like back to Game of Thrones, when they like literally allude to Jon Snow killing the Night King literally the entire show. And then when it finally gets to that point, Arya comes out of the fucking shadows with a dagger flying like a bat out of hell and then kills him. It's stupid. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why did the Lord of Light bring Jon Snow back? Why did like anything else happen before that?
So that's why JJ was supposed to be done after episode 7. But they brought him, like, JJ had to come back because now he's essentially like, Jesus, okay, he got us here. How can we get back?
He's like, I got to bring back the Emperor, I guess.
Yeah, so now he's doing whatever he can to, like, bring it back on track. But the guy also told me, interesting enough, because I was like, how are they going to do this? All of Carrie Fisher's scenes in this new movie are apparently one she filmed for either the Force Awakens or The Fallen, or whatever.
Last Jedi?
Yeah, Last Jedi. That wasn't used, and they're just repurposing them and making them seem like they work.
Oh.
With the new one and the ninth. Cool. Yeah. Because I was like, how are they going to...
Yeah.
I can't imagine they had any scenes filmed for it.
Speaking of Star Wars, did you guys hear that, like, David Benioff and, like, the Game of Thrones guys, they're not doing their Star Wars movies anymore?
Thank God.
Well,
here's the thing, though, is people were like, yeah, that's what they deserve. They did it because they got a $300 million deal with Netflix.
What's their $300 million deal with Netflix?
Some movies. Like, that's why they're like, screw that. We're going to go to Netflix and make... even more money.
See, but then it's like, yes, they don't ruin Star Wars, but then it's like, wait, but they ruined Game of Thrones for not ruining anything, and then it's like, well, now I don't have either of those good things.
Now I have nothing.
And now I'm just sad and hate them even more.
Well, I feel like Disney's having a hard time in general just finding people to do Star Wars. They've gone through so many directors.
Well, Star Wars is such
like some people are just like, this is too much, especially after like what Ryan Johnson situation. They're like, what if people think I messed it up?
Direction for the series is what I just see, especially since the series has come back. It just seems like they don't really know where they wanted to go.
Dude, okay, who's crazier?
Well, I'm over the Skywalker saga. Like, yeah. I didn't even want this new trilogy to touch on it, but I see how they wanted it to be a conclusion.
I would like to see, like, I don't know if you guys ever played Knights of the Old Republic.
Everyone has asked for that. That's what
Benioff movies were supposed to be.
Well, fuck them. They would have ruined that. Like, I'm glad that they're not doing it anymore. Fine. I'll do it. There. Disney.
No. Republic Commando movies, dude.
Oh, that game was sweet. But Star Wars Republic Commando.
Before the game came out. And I don't read many books.
Yeah, books are tough.
Some good books.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Anybody out there who's even a fan of Star Wars, read the Republic Commando.
I will listen
to it. There's 4 or 5. Yeah, do it, dude. It is so freaking good.
Yeah, I like the game, too. One of my favorite games.
So back to answering the question that we left about 20 minutes ago.
Something about Star Wars.
Fruit, what's your favorite Star Wars movie, and which is one that you think gets a bad rap despite being good for you?
It would 100% be Empire Strikes Back. I don't think there's much argument there. But as far as like movie that is given a bad rap, but I don't think it's bad. Honestly, is a lot for me.
Really?
Yeah. Because like for me,
take one.
I don't even know.
Which one? Like, would you like if someone said talk some shit about? Would you immediately be like,
I will die for this movie?
Oh, you did not.
I never realized many people don't like it, but I'd say Looper. Apparently, some people like hate that movie.
I like Looper. I don't think it's bad.
That's actually the movie I saw in theaters the most. About 5 times at the
theaters.
It's
not 5 times.
And Dark Knight was never rewatch movies.
Dark Knight was the movie.
Yeah, Dark Knight's great. But no one's going to argue Dark Knight.
Yeah, no.
But Looper. That one probably up there. I would have to, because for me, like, I'm hard to not please. Like, that's what I was talking about with Game of Thrones, like, season 8. It wasn't great, but I was like, eh, it was what it was. Fair enough. I wish it was better, but, like, I'm not up in arms. For me, a lot of it is like, did I get some entertainment out of it? Was it that bad? No. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm not too hard to please. At the end of the day, I just like entertainment.
My movie would probably, I have two. That new, what's the new Harry Potter, like, Crimes of Grindelwald, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? The latest one that just came out.
Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah. Everybody hated it, dude. I liked it. I had a good time. Like, I thought it was good. I liked
Batman vs. Superman. That would be mine.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie. That's really bad.
I thought that was fine.
Well, then again, when I was at the movie theater, I got our tickets last second, and Sydney and I were like watching a movie like this.
Breaking your neck.
And it was like our first date, too. So it was like, fucking... like, this movie's sweet, huh?
Like, I still think that could have been better. But, like, I was like, that wasn't that. Like, but for my reasoning was because, like, the tomato score is like 12%. And it's like, you look at some movies, I was like, I have a problem with ratings and like scores and video games, movies. They're all so arbitrary and sometimes so petty. Like 12%, that would be like some low budget Somalian film in the middle of nowhere with like a couple of VHS.
Why are you
things.
Running?
Yeah. And like the back of their back, like, this is not a 12% movie. Yeah, there's some problems, but like some people, that's why I was like, I was going in like, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
And I go out, that was not 12%. Yeah, like,
that's not that bad.
No, it's just not that bad. And I just like Batfleck, and I'm sad to see him go. Yeah. But that's probably one of the hotter takes.
What about you, Blue? A movie that people don't like, but you enjoy?
Probably Episode 3 of Star Wars. I know a lot of people hate the prequels, but I thought Episode 3 was right up there in quality.
Episode 3 is very okay.
I think Episode 3 is a great movie. I think just because it's attached to the prequels, it got a bad rap.
My only problem with Episode 3 is that, like, Anakin's like, no, he has to have a trial. And then he's like, no, we got to kill him, Anakin. And he's like, but that's not cool. And then, like, Anakin, like, kind of kills Mace Windu. And then Anakin's like, all right, I'm a bad guy now.
That's up. That's it. And I was like, oh, the little kids.
Yeah. So, all right. Well.
Here's my hot take. Attack of the Clones.
That movie sucks. Ooh,
that is one of the hottest takes I've ever seen.
Here's literally the only take. Why, though? It's the only time we get to see so many Jedi. We never get that. That's just why I like that Colosseum scene. That's why I want, like, Knights of the Old Republic. I want to go back to where it's not like...
Yeah.
I want to go back to where it's not like...
I respect your opinion.
Yeah, I just want it, like, for me, it's like seeing saber battles and stuff like that's the Star Wars we don't normally get to see. Because right now in the universe, it's like there's two Jedi, there's one Jedi. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go back to like Knights of the Old Republic where that's just the norm.
Where the temples were just
You got temples, you got Jedi and Sith everywhere. It's not a couple
sprinkled
people who don't even know how to fight, right? But like masters, like going at it and stuff. That's the only reason I liked Attack on Clones was just getting to see that.
I do like the Yoda scene in that movie where he's like, wah, wah, wah,
with
wah, wah.
Dooku.
Yeah.
And that was cool, too, because, like, we didn't get to see Yoda ever really be Yoda. We know he's, like, this master, but we never really get to see him do anything.
Yeah, the problem with the prequels is just it shows, like, some... I don't want to see the politics. Don't show me, like, the courtroom and, like, hey, everybody, like, welcome.
The prequels definitely made the Jedi look like dumbasses.
Yeah, really did. Like, how did they not see any of the... Whatever. Yeah, not important. We talked plenty about Star Wars.
What's the next one?
That was one of the questions. We may or may not take this much time on these sections. Apologies. We'll probably try and be better about that. The next one is from Thingamabob.
It's Thingamabob.
Thingamabob.
Oh, the G's cut off. Thingamabob.
Oh.
For me, it's I can't tell.
Okay.
Worst place you've been to and why?
Worst place I've been to and why? All right. If you live in this state, I do not want you to be offended. Okay, I live in Colorado, and we live in the Continental Divide, so I am a water snob. If I can't drink the water out of the tap, if I can't put the water in my mouth in the shower, if I can't brush my teeth in the shower, if I can't just feel clean coming out of the shower, okay?
Don't go to Iceland.
Florida, when I take a shower in Florida, I just feel like I'm taking a shower in swamp water. It smells... It doesn't, it just...
Probably is swamp water.
It's just gross. And, like, I just don't feel clean ever when I'm there. I just feel sweaty and hot. I just can't deal with the humidity. I live in one of the most dry states in the country. Like, I just
Colorado can't. Water quality was pretty pog, by the way.
Oh, it's very pog, dude. Nice. It's the best.
When I was taking a shower, I'm used to my skin getting really dry, but I have to admit, I did not have to moisturize like I usually do. It was pog.
Great. I love Colorado. And that's the problem. It's like, I'm a really big water snob. So when I go to somewhere like Florida where the water, like tap water, is like, do not touch that. Like, don't drink that. Got to put in a Brita filter. Like, that's, I don't, Florida for me. And why is because I just don't have the access to water that I do here.
Blue, what about you? Worst place you've been to?
Worst place I've ever been to? From Winter Park, Florida.
Winter Park, Florida.
Hate that. I see a theme here.
What is Winter Park, Florida? Like, is it
it's straight up like just a super college town.
Oh, so like Omega College.
And everyone
like...
gets drunk and everyone gets wasted and every place you go to smells like cigarettes. Maybe it's not like that anymore. But whenever I went there, literally all the people I ever met were just, yo, party, bro. Bro, let's get so fucking drunk, bro. And I'm just here like, I'm just here to do my studies. I'm here to go to college.
That's right. You
I'm
need
here
to, school
to
try to not get killed by
bath salts. Focus on my career. Yeah. Hey, Winter Park, Florida. It's great. Great. A lot of good food there, though.
Don't back up.
Oh, no. Oh. It's not Winter Park.
Mars.
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Another Florida place.
That's the worst place I've ever been to.
Why did you go to Daytona Beach for spring break?
Well, okay, so it's Florida, right? And my first thought with all my friends who aren't from in-state Florida are like, let's go to a bunch of different beaches, right? Let's go have some fun at beaches. We go to like New Smyrna. That place is pog. We go down to Key West. Fucking beautiful.
The Keys are
And then we
beautiful.
Go to Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach is a place, if I went to, I feel like I legitimately think I might get stabbed by a homeless person at Daytona Beach, Florida.
Like, you'll get stabbed
by crabs. That
place
was the dirtiest place I've ever been to. And when I went there, I was like, oh, there's the whatever racing circuit. Bro, that shit looked abandoned. It looked like post-apocalyptic. Daytona Beach, Florida is the worst place I've ever been to. Don't go there.
All right. Copy. So, Florida.
Yeah.
I lived there. I'll put it this way. I didn't know better. So, for me, the water, that's just what I was used to.
Yeah.
The humidity, that's just what I was used to. I go back now. How did I ever live in humidity, bro? Like, how did I
when
do
I take
it?
A shower and I put, like, the towel, like, on the rack, I come
It'll
in,
be wet for the next week.
Yeah, see, it's dry here.
Florida. No, Florida.
That thing is wet for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then
mildewy, and
you got the skeeters down there.
Ugh, the skeeters.
If you have to put like a barrier over your pool, like, come on.
It's just, what is that called? I mean, your like porch, but
it's like it, like literally
screen,
like,
screen, just a screened porch and stuff.
Yes,
we had to do that. Yeah,
but well, you have to.
No,
like, you
no,
have
you
to.
Don't have a choice. Yeah. You do not have a choice. No.
You want mosquitoes to kill you and murder you in your sleep? Then you better put this screen protector on.
Go and get them gators.
You want some malaria? Here you go, brother. For me, it would have to be Lake Powell.
Lake Powell? Oh,
yeah.
I mean.
And that's because of my traumatic
experience. Yeah, it was like you had a terrible time.
Or whatever that little town is right next to where we stayed in Lake Powell, where the people were rude. It was also just next to Lake Powell, and the people were rude.
You just wanted to be home.
Yeah.
And you just
the only nice thing was the Denny's. You guys can make some good food.
Just got a good Denny's.
But yeah, I'd have to say Lake Powell strictly for just my experience. Like, some other people would be like, that's the best place.
I love
experience. It's
Lake
the difference
Powell.
Of experiences. Yeah. That would probably have to be up there for like my worst. I've been around a lot of like US. I've been almost like every state and a lot of and there are like little cities here and there that I'd probably be like, yeah, I wouldn't really recommend it. But the one that just comes to mind.
Is
definitely be like
Lake
Powell.
Powell.
Yeah.
If we're talking like location wise, not like a state or anything, Home Depot. I hate Home Depot more than any place in this whole world ever. I hate Home Depot.
I love the smell.
No.
Yeah, like new pine.
Dude,
like...
it literally reminds me just going, my dad would be fixing something stupid in the house and I would literally have to be at Home Depot for 2 hours looking at, oh, look at this Snap-on tool, Robert. This is going to be able to fix the furnace. And it's just like, oh my God, I want to die. Like, I hate it here. Home Depot in Florida.
Home Depot in Florida. All right. And that's the list. So thank you very much, Thingamabob, for that question. Next week, we'll be pulling again from some patrons. And we'll do a better job of coming through and keeping it down.
Trying to cut it down.
Well, the problem is that other question, maybe we'll need to find. Question. Yeah, simple. Because. It wasn't even the latter half, which mm-hmm. was like the question. It was just Star Wars, and then we just got...
We love Star Wars.
Yeah, we got derailed on Star Wars. So it's been a wonderful podcast.
I had a lot of fun.
This one was all over the place. That's what you can expect, though.
I was going to say, which...
But also, like... But I feel like, though, out of the podcast, this one was more on track.
I agree.
We had anime. We talked about anime. We had...
Patreon.
We talked about Patreon. Yeah. And then we went to the question. We talked about the question. So... Bravo us. This might be
well played.
One of our best as far as like on topic. So it's probably our worst
because
people seem to like off topic. So you never know what to expect. If you're a weeb, you'll enjoy it. But if you're not, who knows?
Hey, Blue, where can people watch you play Pokemon?
You guys can watch me everywhere at Blue Weslow.
Cool. You guys can watch me everywhere at Robbie_V.
You can catch me with the moniker Mr. Fruit, but not everything's Mr. Fruit because I didn't handle my social media very well. I didn't have a choice.
Next time.
With that, next episode, episode 16.
Sweet 16.
We'll be going there. Patreon. We support you guys, or we love you guys for supporting us if you choose to.
We support you, though, as well.
Look out for some stuff there. We'll have that first movie review out in like...
When does that come out?
Thanksgiving.
Okay, so we'll watch it then.
Yeah, so we'll watch it.
So Knives Out. If you guys want to be part of that podcast.
Yeah, and if you want to know where we stand.
Yeah, Knives Out will be our first one.
Patreon down below. We appreciate you all. We appreciate you for listening. Be sure to rate this podcast wherever you can, if you can. We love you visual listeners. We love you audio listeners, wherever you listen to this podcast. We appreciate you. Tell your friends. Tell your loved ones. Tell your imaginary friends. We love them all. We'll talk to you in the next one. Farewell.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.